Radio Prague News. The Social Democratic Party has suggested lowering the value-added tax on fuels after the cost of petrol and diesel fuel reached record highs this week. Ronald Adams, the chief executive officer of the Tatra Truck Company, who was recently arrested on suspicion of corruption, has filed a complaint against the charges brought against him. And flagging confidence in the Czech economy is reported to have revived for the first time in 5 months. The Social Democratic Party has suggested lowering the value-added tax on fuels after the cost of petrol and diesel fuel reached record highs this week. A survey showed that the popular Natural 95 was being sold for over 40 crowns per litre at stations around the country. The party's shadow industry minister, Milan Urban, said soaring fuel prices would reduce the competitiveness of Czech firms and severely burden family budgets. Finance Minister Miroslav Kalousek has rejected the proposal, saying it is nonsensical to artificially reduce fuel prices. He moreover pointed out that the EU member states were bound by a 2005 agreement not to take such measures. Ronald Adams, the chief executive officer of the Tatra Truck Company, who was recently arrested on suspicion of corruption, has filed a complaint against the charges brought against him. Mr. Adams, who was later released on a court order, is charged with offering a bribe to win army contracts. The main witness against him is reportedly Martin Bartak, a former defense minister who himself is accused of corruption, in a case in which Mr. Adams is a witness. Lawyers representing the Tatra Truck Company boss say the charges against him are an attempt to discredit him and claim that his detention was in violation of the law. Lawyers representing the former Central Bohemian governor David Rath have filed a complaint against the 14 million crown bail set by a district court. They argue that the amount is excessive in view of the charges against him and effectively prevents his release. Mr. Rath's family and supporters have failed to raise the sum. The bail has also been challenged by the state attorney on the grounds that there are legally valid reasons to keep him in custody pending trial. Flagging confidence in the Czech economy revived for the first time in 5 months in August, the Czech Statistical Office reported on Friday. The joint indicator of business and consumer confidence increased to -3.6 from -3.8 in July, while the business confidence indicator rose to 2.4 from 2.3. Sociologists and NGO representatives taking part in a panel debate on Thursday night expressed the view that more women in politics and high managerial posts would help reduce the high level of corruption in the Czech Republic. They said that women in general have a greater sense for fair play and are more inclined to play by the rules. They're also thought to be less capable of running risks and of committing fraud. Corruption is perceived by the public as being the country's biggest problem. Prague's drop-in centre for drug addicts has temporarily lost its home base and will operate from an ambulance in the coming months. The ambulance will park in different parts of Prague every day of the week. Prague City Council is assisting the centre to find a new permanent address that it can afford. The centre, which helps addicts and arranges methadone substitution therapy, was set up in 1991. There are now estimated to be from 10,000 to 14,000 hard drug users in the Czech capital. And finally, a look at the weather forecast. It should be partly cloudy to overcast, with rain in places, heat storms and day temperatures between 26 and 32 degrees Celsius. I'm Daniela Lazarova, and that's the end of the news.